This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight as we again are continuing our discussions as we're able to about COVID-19. Definitely, as you may have heard in the press conferences we've been airing every day here on WGIL, those who have lost their lives related to COVID-19 are by and large people who are classified as senior citizens. So they are, of course, a great concern in our community. And one organization that tries to help them in many respects is, you might say, is having a little bit of a difficult time doing it, since by and large they can't be open right now. But there's still a lot of good work being done by VNA Community Services, and Executive Director Ellen Larson is here to talk about all that. And yes, we are socially distanced away from each other. I think it's 6 feet, but I'm not going to go get the tape measure.
It looks like 6 feet to me.
I don't want to infect the tape measure in case that's something happens. But thanks for coming in tonight.
Thanks for having me, Will.
I know you've been busy. Earlier this morning, you were helped delivering meals to folks, right?
Yes, sir. We've been keeping very busy. Our office is closed, but my staff has just been furiously working and working wonderfully from home, taking calls. And then you'll see a few of us and volunteers out delivering meals to make sure that all of our seniors are getting seen and are fully fed.
So that's one of the main areas of concern. Your office is not open, and you're delivering meals to seniors. But as we've talked a number of times before, having the facility open where they can congregate and have meals that way, that's been such an important thing for seniors over the years. I can't imagine what some of them might be going through not having sort of that place to go right now.
It is very important, especially when you think about social isolation. It's very important for seniors and anyone to have social interaction, but also that movement, making sure they're getting out of their house, making sure you're walking around, staying mobile. It's a concern for our seniors when you're stuck inside for so long. It can be easy to get depressed. It can be easy to lose connection with that outside world, and then they're just not moving. So we're concerned about our seniors' mobility, making sure that they're getting up, they're walking around, so that they're still not homebound when this passes. Everyone over the age of 60 right now is considered homebound because they're high risk, susceptible to COVID-19. But they may not always be homebound outside of this pandemic. So we're encouraging people to stay active in their home if they can, reach out to a loved one, reach out to us if you need someone to talk to. If you are still needing resources, give us a call. Our line is still open, and my staff is there for questions. I am there for questions, and we're still here to help as much as we can.
What can seniors do if they're kind of maybe unwillingly homebound at this point? What can they do to kind of stay active in addition to, you know, picking up the phone and calling people and talking to their friends and family and neighbors and that sort of thing? What sort of activities can they do in the home?
Yes, it can be as simple as going up and down the stairs. If you have stairs, it can be getting up and down out of your chair, different chair exercises, standing, sitting, some simple stretches. If you have cans of canned vegetables, you can use those as makeshift weights and move your arms around and walking around your house doing circles. Getting outside is also really good too.
Yeah.
Making sure you're getting some fresh air. If the sun decides to come out, getting a little bit of that vitamin D, and just breathing and knowing that it's not going to be this way forever and that it'll pass. That can help some of the intermittent anxiety that might come when you're told you can't leave. We all know as soon as you're told you can't do something, we want to do exactly the opposite.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I've wanted to leave for days now, but yet here I am here. No, I'm kidding. But conversely, too, along those lines, and you kind of touched on it, but maybe if you can expand more, what can the rest of us do to help seniors? I imagine we probably want to, you know, walk next door and see if our senior friend or neighbor is okay. That's not necessarily a good idea. How can we kind of deal with that and help them?
Definitely. There are multiple ways. You can give them a call, check on them, do a phone check. If you do go and visit them, of course, stay your 6 feet away, but see how they're doing, talk with them. If they're needing food, that's where we can step in. You can give us a call, and we are delivering meals right now, and we are delivering meals outside of our traditional meal program. So we usually have our home-delivered meals and our congregate meals, and the program we're running now is an in-between. We're providing shelf-stable meals, which is non-perishable foods.
Okay.
And we're delivering those to seniors, that anyone that contacts us. So anyone over the age of 60 qualifies. We will have an assessment here soon that's coming down from the state. We haven't received all of that information yet. We will soon. So don't be offended if we ask you a few questions. It's just so the state can track it if there is emergency funding that comes to cover the cost of these meals. But
you anticipate that being, I imagine, coming and being a help to you, because you know, kind of that middle ground there, you've kind of reached delivering these meals and foods and things like that. That comes at a cost.
It does. It definitely comes at a cost. We are hopeful that the state is coming down with money. They just passed, the federal government just passed a budget for
the stimulus bill. Yeah.
Yeah. Providing some extra funding, especially for home delivered meals providers. And so we will see part of that. We have a contract starting with, FEMA for some meals for that too, which will be really nice. And then the other ways people can help, if you know a senior, call us. If you are a senior, call us. And if you're someone looking to help out, volunteering is always an option. We've had a plethora of volunteers, which is just absolutely fantastic. And then donating is always an option too. Those meals, like you said, they come at a cost, and some meals are around $3, and then the ones we get from FEMA are around $6. So just trying to, we're not turning down anyone a meal, but we will be looking at our budget really closely soon. If people want to donate, this is a cause that they definitely can support right now.
Absolutely. And that's something I wanted to ask too, because after we talked in February on the Galesburg Live program, you made a serious decision about how you were running some of your operations, and that the fitness center isn't mm-hmm. always available. Mm-hmm. And this is, I imagine, is this a tough time for your agency?
This is difficult timing. And I think it brings up a broader issue mm-hmm. because of this pandemic. It makes us take a serious look at where the need is. And as we've seen people come in, and as I was on home visits today delivering some of these meals, there are people who are not receiving meals right now that really could be receiving them outside of the pandemic, which forces us to take a look at what we're doing and how we're meeting this need. Year round, not just when this pandemic happens, that we do have people that can benefit from a meal, a home delivered meal, can benefit from that extra nutrition. And so we're trying to find a way to fund that. And we are looking at our sustainable resources now. And then, of course, long term, you know, what are we going to do next year when we don't have this emergency funding? And we still have some seniors left that we're receiving these shelf-stable meals that now qualify for home-delivered meals once that funding is over.
So we've been talking a lot about mental health, and actually Monday on Galesburg's Morning News, someone from Bridgeway will talk with us about that. But so how – level with me here. How stressed out are you over this? This has got to be awfully – a combination of gratifying and stressful having to deal with all this.
It's odd. There are days where you feel like you're doing the best you can, and then there are a lot of days where you feel like it's not enough. I truly get by because I have an amazing staff and an incredible board of directors. They're all very supportive and very active and doing everything that they can. My staff is one that you don't have to ask them twice. And usually they step up before I even ask them what's needed. So it is a fantastic staff and a fantastic board that I have, but also a wonderful community. Today, before I even got to ask anyone that I to tell anyone that I needed volunteers to ask for them, the Lions Club stepped up and said, please give us a task to do.
That's wonderful.
We are looking for a chore. So it's just been a wonderful community to work in. Amid a crazy stressful time where there is a lot of anxiety, it's been empowering to see different people step up and to have that support from the community.
What questions have you been getting? You mentioned you're probably taking calls pretty regularly. What questions have you been getting from seniors during this time?
A lot of people are worried about their license plate stickers. We do we help people get signed up for a program called Benefit Access, which is a reduction on your license plate sticker if you're mm-hmm. a senior and qualify financially. And a lot of people are very concerned because we're closed right now.
Yeah.
Which would mean that they couldn't get that submitted to the state and then that reduction on their sticker.
I do know that for folks who don't know that the state extended expirations on those stickers by about
a
month. So.
Yes, a 30-day extension. And that is what I would like to stress to people. Don't worry about that. As soon as this is over, you'll have an extension. We'll be there to help you fill it out. Even if we could fill out the application with you right now, it's not being processed by the state.
Yeah.
So there is a 30-day extension. So just trying to relieve some of that anxiety about signing up for benefits.
I guess the point there is that, while we're all maybe a bit worried and perhaps rightfully so about this pandemic, life in some form or fashion goes on and our everyday worries and frustrations are still there and we still have to deal with them.
It's true. Yeah. And I try to tell people to keep as much normalcy as possible. Yeah. If you have a routine, try to follow your routine, whether you're a senior or not a senior, you're going to work. That helps keep you stable and gives you some tangible things to just hold on to.
Absolutely. All right. So you're looking for volunteers. You can always use donations. I imagine you can probably use all the help you can get at this point. How can folks get in touch with you
Certainly.
To do all that?
Give us a call. Like our Facebook page. Follow us on Facebook. We are looking for jobs for people to do. Right now, the Lions Club has us covered for our meal deliveries. But if we find more things to do, volunteering is always an option.
Mm-hmm.
If we are full of volunteers, there's United Way of Knox County. There are some other places that we can get you connected to. There is a website called Get Connected that people can get on, and that website can help connect you to volunteer options that are available right now, too.
And we will, speaking of nonprofits, Forefront will be among our guests as well tomorrow morning on Galesburg Live here on WGIL to talk a bit more about that. Anything else we should know at this point, Ellen?
If you see us walking around town, give us a wave. We're delivering meals. Our delivery day is on Fridays. And we are just another huge shout out and thank you to the community. They've really rallied together. The United Way of Knox County is helping us with meals. The First Lutheran Church has provided us with another vehicle to help deliver those meals.
Wonderful.
Save a Lot has donated bags to pack those meals in. And then Starbucks donated 128 gallons of milk.
I saw that.
Isn't that fantastic?
Yeah.
I got my workout in that morning, and I was so blessed and thankful. But
absolutely.
I had seen enough milk that day.
Hey, I understand that for sure. Real quickly, how did your fundraising effort in February go?
It went really
adopting seniors, if you will.
Yes, we raised around $2,500.
Wonderful.
So we're very blessed and thankful for that. And then we look forward to running it again next year and continuing that tradition.
All right. Ellen Larson, Executive Director of VNA Community Services here in Galesburg. Thanks so much again for your time. Thanks for helping our community. And hopefully things get better for you from here on out.
Thank you, Will.
Stay tuned. We'll come back with Kim Commando and sports. No, we're not doing sports. There is no sports. We'll just come back with Kim Commando and then call it a night next on Galesburg's Evening News.